Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you stayed up late to watch it, good for you. Hope you enjoyed it. I did. And I'll bet this guy did too. He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He covers the Guardians for the Chronicle-Telegram. He's our buddy Chris Ossenheimer. Hello, Chris. How you doing, bud?
Chris?
Hey, fellas. What's up?
Not the Guardians last night, but that's okay. Padres look like the real deal. They look pretty good. First of all, your impressions as the Guardians get off to a solid start, do okay in Kansas City, but then having some troubles in San Diego.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, I'm going to say, it's so early. I need a month of the season before I even start to draw any sort of conclusions about anything. But, I mean, it was a nice positive start, like you said, right out of the gate with Kansas City. But like you also said, I mean, they're playing the Padres haven't lost. So
that's pretty good.
So it's a little tough to, you know, I mean, they're going against one of the best teams in baseball, and I know they want to be one of those teams. But like I said, I mean, I need a few series before I can start to look at things. Even though I will say I would say there's some that you look at that you saw last year that's still happening this year that maybe is a concern.
What would those things be for you, Ossie?
Well, I guess the first thing that comes to mind is, because it's the most recent, is Logan Allen. He was kind of a surprise winner of the number five job. I guess not really, because if Bieber were healthy, then he wouldn't be in the rotation. But what you saw yesterday from him was basically what you saw last year that got him sent down. You know, walking guys, giving up home runs, hard hit balls and stuff like that. So something like that, that's the one that sticks out the most for me, is that, okay, I know you can, and you can also say it's one start, just like you can say with Ortiz. I don't know if spring training matters. You can't put a whole lot of stake and stock and say how this guy's hitting, he hit his way onto the team. If you say it's not, it doesn't mean anything. So Logan Allen would be the big thing that comes to mind right off the bat in that regard.
Thing that I think is fun to watch here. Clearly Tanner Bibee is the man in this rotation, and clearly they hope Gavin Williams becomes the co-man in this rotation, if nothing else. So you've got two spots taken care of. Ben Lively just continues to do a nice job, and you think, well, why would you make a move there? He's doing a fine job, and he was solid against Kansas City. But then you have the two spots with Logan Allen and Luis Ortiz, and you hope one, if not both, click. Chris, how long do you watch these guys, and how much of a chance do you give them before you'd even think about maybe doing any tinkering?
Well, Ortiz, I mean, that's a different story than Logan Allen. I mean, if they're looking at Logan Allen right now, you know, they weren't happy with him. There was a bunch of back and forth last year with him and maybe him not taking criticism very well, things like that. So I think the leash is a lot shorter on him because you also have Tristan McKenzie, you know, in the bullpen who you can rotate in there if need be. Ortiz, I mean, you know, traded for the guy, you're going to have to, I mean, I would give him, you know, 4 or 5 starts before I even contemplate doing anything like that with him. But he has been terrible. I mean, there hasn't been one moment.
There you go.
I know. But it's one start, and it was in spring training that he was terrible. But you'd like to see, like, some positives from him. And I guess Stephen Vogt said there have been and things of that nature. But he just needs to throw strikes, and I'm sure it's going to take – you know, it's tough. You know, he's pitching for a new team. They were in the ALCS last year. He wants to come out of the gate. I'm sure there's a lot of pressure on him. You're hoping he settles in after a couple more starts and you get the guy you thought you were getting.
Chris Ossenheimer joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You can read him every day on at the Chronicle Telegram. What do you make of Jose Ramirez hitting second in this lineup so far?
I mean... Without Naylor, you know, that big bopper in the middle. I mean, I like it. You don't have Jimenez up there. Listen, Jose's going to produce wherever he hits. I mean, you can analyze it all you want. It gets him more at bats, so it's a good thing. It's positive, and I don't ever worry with Jose hitting. He could hit anywhere in the lineup, and he would be fine.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night I was watching Chris and this thought struck me, and I don't know if it's an accurate thought, but it struck me. And watching them struggle against Michael King, and he gave up only 2 hits, and then they couldn't get to the Padre bullpen for even a hit. And I thought, a lot of things need to go right in any given game for this offense to produce a decent amount of runs. Is that fair? You know, I think, okay, Jose's going to scare the other team. I don't think there's another guy in this team who routinely scares another team. And it just... doesn't mean you can't score runs, and it doesn't mean you won't be fine. But, man, I just feels like so much needs to go right in a game-by-game basis for this team to produce enough runs to win.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, it's they have no power. You know, I mean, they got one guy who's a legit 30-homer guy that you can count on hitting 30. You know, Carlos Santana's not hitting you 30 home runs anymore, and I think maybe he's done it once in his career anyway. So, but yeah, they don't have that big bopper, which is why it's still a little perplexing to me why they didn't just start the season with Naylor. I've heard you say it as well.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
That's fine if you're going to trade him. Maybe he forced their hand, and maybe there was a lot more going on with the weight thing that wasn't out there. They have to. I mean, that's how they played last year. You're hoping that a guy like John Kenzie Noel can turn into that, you know, that he takes hold of that this year. And because that, what a huge asset that guy would be. I mean, and he certainly would scare some people when you're talking about that. But yeah, you're right. I mean, things have to go well. They have to have Jose and Kwan have good games almost every night, because of the lack of power.
I was not a big fan of the Nolan Jones to Colorado trade, only because you gave up a middle infielder, or you got a middle infielder when you already had a glut of middle infielders. Then you get him back and you give up from your glut of middle infielders. And I will say, I hope it works, because you gave up something that you didn't have much of in your system, and you brought him back. I will say, watching him come to the plate, I love it, because I think this is a big-bodied guy who, if he gets a hold of it, can do something. Do you think he's able to find it here and return to what he did 2 years ago in Colorado? And did you like the move overall?
I mean, I'm not. I didn't go crazy over the move. It's a fine move. If he can do what he did in Colorado 2 years ago, then you're right. I mean, then there's another weapon. He wasn't healthy last year, and obviously the organization likes him. You know, I know they traded him, but they got him back. So, hey, sorry, we made a mistake. But yeah, that's another guy they need to progress and to turn. And if these guys can do that, then you're talking about a good team. I mean, really good team. But I just don't know if you can count on, you know, Nolan Jones and John Kenzie Noel doing that this year. Although you've seen it from from Nolan Jones before, so at least there's that track record you can look back on.
He's been hitting decently to this point, Chris, but how much wiggle room does Gabriel Arias have to hold on to the second base job and at least keep the seat warm until Travis Bazzano shows up?
Well, I mean, at least if he keeps doing what he's doing now, they're not, I mean, he's going to stay there. I think he gets, you know, it's going to, he's got to produce. He's never produced. That's what it's going to come down to. If he, like I said, if he keeps doing what he's doing now, that's production, then you're not going to take that guy out of there. You're not going to rush a guy like Bazzano up if Arias is holding his own. If not, then we've got other things to talk about. But this is his last chance, I will say that. I mean, he doesn't produce now, he's gone because he's out of options, as we all know. But, yeah, keep hitting, stay in the lineup. It's pretty simple.
I wonder about Stephen Vogt in year number two. I wonder the way he managed games last year. Being a former catcher, he knows pitching, you know, inside and out. But, man, he had, what, four guys in the bullpen make 74 or more appearances. And I mentioned the other day, I'd love to see maybe more of the let's try and get quality starts out of our starters. Go six innings, maybe give up three or fewer runs. You know, get an extra inning and cut an inning out of that bullpen. Is that a recipe that could work here, or should you just continue to hammer what worked so well last year? My fear is that you fry your bullpen.
No, yeah, it definitely looked like that happened in the postseason last year. I mean, Tim Aaron was probably the only one of that big four at the end of their bullpen that didn't have a bad outing. The problem is their rotation is, you know, it's been so injury plagued, and there's so many young guys in it, and it was tough to get that from them. I mean, that's the ideal recipe that everybody looks for, but. And then you have to weigh that, though, with the fact this is the strength of your pitching staff,
yeah.
Probably of your team, you know. And so I mean, I didn't have a problem. Vogt is going to – he's a second-year manager. I know he managed the year last year, great debut season. But I think he's – you know, I thought the Class A thing for me – using him in multiple innings when you didn't do that, you did that maybe one or two times during the regular season. I think that was a mistake. So there's still going to be some mistakes along the way. But it would be, as you said, get some length out of some starters, get six innings. You're right. But I don't think he's had that luxury thus far.
Great to have you with us, buddy. Thank you very much.
All right, my friends, always.
Thanks,
Chris Ossenheimer. Chronicle Telegram does a fabulous job of covering the Guardians, and we always love to have him with us.